Blog Talk Radio.
First World Order Radio, finally, we are on the air, no doubt. All right.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this is the hottest day of the week.
Proceeding levels in time, order, and importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates the bring about specifics in the room based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air, same as your thoughts transmits it. Proceeding levels in time, order, and importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. Order. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics.
Radio.
Current radiates electromagnetics of sound.
Greetings, everyone. We salute all of you with truth, compassion, and patience, endurance, forbearance, love, true peace, freedom, and justice. We salute every one of you on the line and every one of you who on the chat and the computer listening. We here, Chief Sister Maker and I, Pata, here to talk to you about part two, entrepreneurship, you know, how to be self. And how to offer service to others using the principle of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Sister Maker, are you here with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm just excited. I'm excited about part of the show. I think it's going to be definitely... additional information that ones can utilize to inspire to step out on things and work for themselves, or just to have a better understanding about business, entrepreneurship, and also just learning themselves, finding out what their purpose is, what they're good at. I definitely think that this show is an asset. This particular show will be an asset to many people who are listening. And I just thank the listeners. I also want to thank Dr. Prince Alim and Princess Kadira. I love them, and I thank them for this platform to reach so many people who are looking for additional information, searching for themselves, and just really gravitating toward higher consciousness information. So, and thank you too, Pata. I love you, by the way.
Thank you. I love you too, sister. I love you too, sister. We here, and since you say that, I'm right really here in chapter 25 in the Holy Quran of Moorish Holy Temple of Science, chapter 25 and verse chapter 25, where we say, verse 2, let the bond of affection therefore unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. So he's also talking about on verse 4 here, if thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortune of thy father contribute to the support of the whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. So talking about business, you know, that's a good reference that I found. Talking about business is really talking about service to each other, you know, whether we have to get compensation for it or whether we can just do it for, because it's before all, it's a duty. Is also a responsibility. So that's, you know, that thing. And even on the title, on the flyers, you say love is all there is. Really, it is. It's a part of the fatherhood of the triune Allah. So since I say woman first, so if the voice of a woman doesn't start the show cannot be stopped. That's so you there, Sister Maker?
I am here. Again, this is part two of the business and entrepreneurship show that we were doing. Last week or the week before, we had it where the beginning of the show with yourself, Patai, you were talking about the importance of working for self. Then we kind of went over 9 questions that you established. That will allow someone to start a business for you, by you, today. Like if you were able to answer these 9 particular questions, you would be able to start your own business or at least get the foundation of a business started. We also had Aileen come on. He talked about how to set it up. In that particular segment of the show, he went over things like copyrights. I just want to be sure. Just bear with me for a minute. Yeah, he went over dealing with the Secretary of State, whether you want it to be incorporated or non-incorporated. He also gave some tips on, you know, dealing with the IRS, getting your EIN number. Also, Foreign 98 Trust. That was something you may want to Google for the listeners. Google Foreign 9898 Trust. And he also talked about a non-bearing interest account when you go to a bank. We did also discuss patents, copyrights, trademarks, registry and deeds, the Library of Congress, and the Secretary of State. And all of that information, again, is on the first show. So you can go to First World Radio, First Order World Radio, and listen to the show. You can go on YouTube and listen to the show as well. And then we also had Sister Kadira, Princess Kadira, talk about gold and silver options. So, and that's just to kind of recap you on the conversation. I know today, Patai, you had a really interesting perspective on the first show, as well as in our conversations, personal conversations. You discussed you know, the fact that every business, everything that we do has a spirit. It has an energy that is attached to it, especially business, because, of course, it's what we call service. You know, it's not a job. It is service. It's service to ourselves and service to others, also service to humanity. So I really want you to expound on that. I also want you to kind of touch bases on the codes of business. You know, I really appreciate your perception on this because you've been in business for yourself for quite some time now. I know I have as well, even though now I do also work a job for someone else. But I really am made for creation, like creating my own thing, doing my own thing, and I understand that. But I do want you to touch bases on the codes of entrepreneurship. First, I want you to talk about the energy attached to business or service, and then touch bases on the actual codes of entrepreneurship.
Well, basically, it's first, it's all about responsibility. You see, everyone, whether you like it or not, we are doing business. Business is nothing else. It's really busy for somebody else. That's what the word business really, you know, if you cut it down, that's what it really is. It's really being at somebody else's service, helping somebody else. Now, but as you're helping somebody else, the law is really when you help, you also being helped at the same time. As you're giving, you're receiving. So that's why, you know, commerce come and you get compensation sometimes. You can ask for it or you can get a donation for it according to what the other person, you know, wants, you know, or think you deserve for what you already gave them. Now, it's really about taking responsibility, and that is very the utmost important. Responsibility for kind of master the ability you have in you is to respond with the abilities, the energy. Where, you know, another word for abilities is really energy. Respond with the abilities, with the energies that you have within you, you are born with. Those abilities are living being, thinking energy, you know, thinking energies. They want to come out and to serve others, and they want to spread themselves out using you as a conduit to do search. Now, once you are aware of that and you are aware of your abilities, you take them to others and you just serve. You know, so you take, okay, how do I respond to life, to this situation with these abilities? You see, you know, you go somewhere, you see, you know, a bunch of people, you know, they don't drink enough natural juice. You say, okay, so what can I do? If you improve the wealth of the health of those people around by bringing more some organic food, you know, or juice, you're juicing them for them, okay, you know, the abilities to work, you know, to even think of that is in you, and you just, okay, I'm going to use that corner, and I'm going to create a store, or you even have to create a store, you can just take a chalk and put your juice and just go around and sell it. You put a phone number, or you can just stay at home around the neighborhood, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to just try to touch 500 people with my juice, and I know those juice is going to be work on them. Some of them may have cancer. Some of them may have this. That's going to help them. And because, of course, the food that you're going to be using, it want to be used too by you in form of the juice. So you're making a good team relationship even with the, you know, element of nature. And plus, the one that's in you, you take those juice to the people. They can call, you go and deliver. If you have enough, a lot of people calling, you hire some deliver people. They drop the juice. Or they can come, you can invite them to come to your place too. They can pick up the juice and they can go with the juice. So again, you're serving with a purpose to enhance life around you. That's really what life is about. It's nothing, you know, it's about that. It's about improving the situation that you see, you know, you put your energy into it that you are born with, and you improving the situation that's around you. As you do search, you're improving yourself.
I know I'm probably, like, butchering this statement, but there's, like, a statement that goes something like this. It says, do what you enjoy, do what you love, and you'll never work again. You'll never have to work again. And so in so many words, that is the spirit, that is the energy that I take from what you're saying. And this is just my interpretation, you know, on the service. When we're doing a service, everything will be added to us. We'll have everything that we need in order to get the work done, the job done, you know. So we're just a conduit for this energy to flow, you know. So if you're good at juicing, be the best juicer you can. And definitely you'll have the supplies and the people will come. You'll be able to reach the people that way. I didn't mean to interrupt what you were saying, Patan, but it is definitely inspirational.
We're talking, you know, we're talking. You're adding up. Every time you say something, I have to remind you, you're adding up. Mm-hmm. Even you may not be aware of it. You're enhancing it. That's what you're doing. So basically, it's really about self. Know first is know the gift you are born with. Like you just say, if whatever you are born with, it will be enjoy. It will be a joy to apply, you know, to use it as service. Let's say you feel you're wise. Okay. Now, wisdom can be used in different terms, in different ways. And you can counsel people. If you are, you know, people who fight all the time, okay, maybe you can fight. You can tell them, hey, there is a way not to fight. You counsel them with your wisdom. You can open an office, and you can just talk your wisdom to them. They will listen, because wisdom also has a force, you know, that they need. The reason why people say something is they need the wisdom. They don't know how to get it. And the fight, you know, they want to solve problem. The fight because they don't have the wisdom to know what better way to fight, what better way to solve the problem. You come up with the, you know, wisdom, and you keep going higher and higher. As you're using your wisdom on a lower level, your wisdom will increase. Your level will increase. Again, wisdom is nothing else but a living being also. It's very high. Living being also, he has different level. As you're using level one of wisdom, level two will want to come to you. Level three will come. It's like water going through a pipe. It's the same thing. You're using it. And the wisdom will want you to leave off the you sharing that wisdom so you could continue giving it out, because he wants to spread itself to the world too, you know. And we want, you know, it's all that. And that wisdom would come with, you know, with the companion of love, with the companion of enduring and, you know, and forbearance, and how to do things, how to make things better. That's really what the universe is about, is to improve itself. If he cannot improve himself, so he has to find other ways to do that. But we channeling wisdom, using it as business, using it as in any way, you know, we can. And how we, again, by if you go back to the paper, you can see how the best way you as a being is best qualified to use that gift that you have. You know, it will tell you, by you answering to this question, it will tell you the best way to qualify to, you know, for the to qualify the use of that, of those qualities that you have in you, and you use them in, you know, in your business.
I totally get what you're saying, Fatah. I also want to take this time to remind our listeners that if they'd like to send us any emails on any of the information, maybe they want the 9 steps in writing or whatever, they have a question, whatever, feel free to write us or contact us. My email is one word. It is aturbantos, that's one word, @gmail.com, aturbanandstilettos@gmail.com, or you can reach Brother Fatah at patalu999, that's 3 9s, patalu999@yahoo.com. Earlier when we were talking, you were going into the codes of being an entrepreneur. Because sometimes we have the view that, all right, listen, being an entrepreneur is just me working for me. But you actually added a different perception of being an entrepreneur, and I thought it was very profound. You mind sharing it?
Yeah, we were talking about how there is different aspect of, really being, again, as is really taking responsibility for what you come to this world to deliver, to give, as you're giving and you're learning too. But first, as to what you're here to deliver, to do. Sometimes it comes out to that you may not be a front person. You may be like after the front person, the third, you know, in the rank. It's okay. It's good. But it's also, you're taking also responsibility to be the best that you have to give. Now, you can do this, for example, if you see there is somebody who has again, we were talking about wisdom. Let's say you have wisdom. You can decide to be a counselor to somebody who are doing business. You may have, you know, or you can be just somebody who have the best idea, who comprehend people, and but you may not have that ability to make it work, to actually initiate it. So you take your ideas to somebody who have more the fire spirit than you. You take it to them and you say, okay, here's this. If you take this, you go over there with it, it will work. You know, it will work for you, or in this case, it will work for us. But since you may, you know, you can be the backing guy, and the other person can be the front guy. You may need to team up with the other people on the right, or the people on the left, or the people high, or the people low. You may need to team up with all those people. That doesn't mean really mean to be on the front, but it really to take responsibility for what you are about. Of course, as you know, and you're very versed in the law, contract is always important. You put things on paper. You say, okay, we're going together to do this, and let's say give X, you know, result. We're going to take the result. We're going to do this with it, you know. So it's not about being the front. Mecca can be the front. I can be the supporting cast. I can be supporting, because Mecca cannot exist without me. And Mecca also need to know she cannot exist. I need her to I need to be backing her, you know. Like, you can have a singer, you can have Michael Jackson. Some people just do professional backing, professional chorus, you know, they do chorus. But you need them, you know, and sometimes you need professional chorus ready who know all the song. Their job is to go around supporting, you know, certain artists. So, but the artist cannot do it on his own. He needs those things. He needs those dancers. So, but each one of them has to take responsibility to be the best at the time, to be the best that they can be, not to cheat, not to say, okay, I'm going to get paid anyway, so let me just slack down and not doing anything. So, like, if one would do that, you're not really using your ability to their full potentials. The best thing is really to each one of us to be responsible for what we hear, to deliver, which is really the abilities that God, the Creator, give us in the form of duties. You see, in the form of duties, whatever duties would be, a teacher, you know, a backup singer, or a, you know, a janitor, you know, a guy that mopping the floor, anything, or gardener, anything, but in terms of duties. But first, abilities and duties, that's what life is about.
It's also like kind of a partnership. You know, this is business is equivalent to service, and in service there are partnerships. You know, one person is not more valuable than other, and you're not necessarily working for the other person, but you are also working for yourself, in the fact that you are bringing your own gifts, abilities, skills, talents to the table. In other words, yep. I know that you kind of utilizing the analogy of Damon Dash and what is the guy's name?
They're calling it Smoke. Yeah. I think he's. Yeah. They call it Smoke. I mean, that's what Damon Dash. I was watching that interview, and yeah, they were calling him Smoke. But his job is kind of maybe a little laid back. I mean, he's doing his own thing too. But with Damon Dash, I think he may be that guy Damon Dash go to, you know, to talk about his thing. But he needs him. You know what I'm saying? So he say, okay, what about this? What about this? You know, he may want to do this, but he has to consult with him first. You see, so you need that. You know, you make it as a team. And each part of the team know exactly what to do. I mean, we keep improving. Of course, it could be some mistake. But with team of where everybody is responsible, we are sure that we're going to take the boat to the right port, you know, we're going to travel the right road together. It's really together, because we're not island, you know. That's really what it's about. And each one of us has different qualities. Some of us are fiery, Some of them are watery. You see what I'm saying? Some of us are more practical. Some of us are more thinking mode, you know, like those Gemini people, like those things, you know. But some of us, too, may have all those qualities, so we need to respect. But still, we need people to work with. Now, the next thing is, and that's very important, reason why we are putting emphasis onto this way of thinking is because sometimes you maybe get higher in a job, you know, saying that in the job, but you have to see what you contribute. And it's also important that you tell others to what you are contributing, so they don't take you too cheap or not, you know, not doing anything, you know. So like that, everybody can respect each other, can give the utmost respect to each other. You need to know what you are contributing. And if the thing is going forward, if the business is going forward, you should see, okay, how do I make it even go better and better? If what you're doing is not good enough, you have to see that too. You see what I'm saying? And I'm talking about each one of us. We have to take each one of us taking responsibility for what each one of us is doing. At the same time, we have to give credit to each one of us for when the thing is going forward. So that's important. And we need to see our part. Let's see, if I'm coming to you in your school, for example, if I'm coming to collaborate with you, whether in form of a second, you know, second person after you in your school, I have to say, okay, how do I improve this situation here? Okay, whether I'm going to go out and try to get more children to come in, whether I improve the environment to make it better, to get more children to come in and to make it bigger and to make space eventually for a third person to collaborate with, you know, and make it better, you know, for the community. That's very important, you know, and I would ask you to see also, okay, Mika, you have to see what I'm bringing in, you know. You have to see it, what I'm bringing in, so you could appreciate it. And once you appreciate it, so you qualify it, and life will like that, you know. Once we qualify each other, once we honor each other, so life will be happy with us, and more joy will come around what we are doing.
We are conditioned to think that competition is what it is, you know, everyone for themselves. I'm better, I'm the best at this, whatever the case is. But I think that is a key point, that we honor and respect everyone's contribution to planet, to humanity, as well as to work, everything that needs to be done, because anyone and everyone can be of service, you know, from the smallest to the major. You know, we condition, because we always, you know, the media hype, attention is always given to the person who is in the forefront, you know, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But no, in order for you to see this person, there are writers, there are researchers, there are people who advertise, there are people who promote, there are people who counsel, there are people who help that person to be the person that you see them being, you know, in every avenue, in every corporation, in every business, entrepreneurship that goes on, you're going to see it. You know, like you said, no man is an island. I know for sure that we had gone over 9 of the key points that you created for a person to be able to answer. If you're able to answer those 9 questions, it allows you to start a business for yourself, and you'll be able to start the business today. If it's not too much, I just kind of want to recap on the ones that we went over, just share them again, and also share the last 2. I know that we were towards the end, but they may be helpful to somebody who's listening. The first one was to be able to answer the question, who am I? And you're answering that from your perspective, who you see yourself to be. The second one was, what gifts am I bringing? Am I born with? What gifts have I been using to heal or service my family and those around me without consciously knowing it? And also incorporated in that question is, what do people like about me? What do they like? Also, how do these gifts help me to improve as a spiritual being? And again, what would I like others to think of me, or how do I like them to see me? What do they see me as? These are all incorporated in the second question. The third one dealt with consciousness of those gifts and how do I offer them to the world as a service. And again, by service, it's meant that we're providing it, by providing it, you're also, your basic needs are being provided for as well. You're allowing yourself to explore the world and get more knowledge of self, because there's nothing we're going to talk to you about on this show that is not going to always point you back to self. And of course, that's important, because that is how you experience your God body, your spiritual self on this planet, your physical being having a spiritual experience. So you definitely want to be able to look at self. Number four was, what is the name that you would use for your business? Write all of them that come to you. And this is a name for perhaps commercial use or commerce, but you don't want to think that anything that comes to you is insignificant. No matter how small it is, you want to write the name down. If it's just something simple, something somebody else suggested, whatever, you just want to go ahead and put it down on paper. Number five was, what do you wish to accomplish in 2 years? And also, what do you wish to accomplish within 10 to 20 years? You want to write that down. Number six was, who are the people in most need of your service, and how do you reach them from where you are right now? And that's geographically, that's also consciously, you want to think about that as well. How are you going to reach them? Who are the people who need your service, and how are you going to reach them? Number seven was where we left off. We also had callers on the line with questions, and the questions were very good, and a lot of these points catered to those questions. We were able to get a lot of information discussed on the previous show. Number seven was, what would I ask for my clients, as far as compensation or donation? Hey, what is this particular service that I'm providing? What is its worth? What am I going to give them, and what are they going to give in return? How many people do I have available to me right now? Like, if I wanted to bake, how many people would be interested in buying my cupcakes or buying my pastries or desserts right now? And I just want to remind our listeners as well, Fatah, that these questions are not designated for like a certain age bracket. These questions are designated from, you know, from a child on up to, you know, somebody who's well seasoned, well aware of what's going on in life. These questions can be used by anybody to start a business, you know, so they're not just catering to like a certain age bracket. This is for anyone. You can utilize these questions with your children. We've tried it already, and it does work. You also want to talk about and write down, how much time do you have to devote to your craft right now? How much time do you have? How much time do you have for yourself? How much time do you have for your family? How much time do you have to study your craft, your gift, and make your schedule and study, et cetera? You want to designate time for all of these things so that you can see your with. You have other priorities. A lot of times we allow things to distract us from doing the things that we enjoy. But life is not about just paying bills. You know, you weren't born just to pay bills. There's other things to do. There's other ways to be of service. And as conscious Asiatics, as Moors, we definitely want to be industrious. So by answering these questions, this is another way to find out, you know, again, what you're good at and how to become more industrious. Number eight Well, Pata, I don't know if you wanted to elaborate on anything in number seven. I know we didn't get a chance to touch bases on all of those, but there is a significance in asking how much time do you have for yourself, how much time do you have for your family, how much time do you have to study or your craft or make a schedule. Did you want to elaborate on those particular themes?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's important to, again, to use discipline. I mean, you don't want to tire your body, your mind all the time with one thing, because there are other areas that waiting to be in your brain, in your mind, that waiting to be contributing to what you are doing. So you want to give them a chance, take a break, you know, some go to sleep during a certain time and get some those areas to come up. So it's important to even, you know, take time to meditate, you know, to give, because we also, in ourselves, we have our conscious self. We also have assistant self that we call, you know, assistant self that are ready to help us, to give us guidance, to give us inspiration. You know, a lot of time, if we're busy looking for our keys, we may not find it. You know, we're too busy, we're not listening, and we get frustrated. But when we take a break, we can say, oh, the key was on the chair. Now, it's really what we would call our assistant spirit that come and tell us, this is on the chair. But it's because we took a break so we could listen more. You know, we could listen. We're in the listening mood. So, okay, it's on the chair now. In the brain say, okay, we remember. But it's really that was a message that's been given to us. Is, you know, it's on the chair. So it's basically the same thing. We need not to take time to do our craft, you know. At the same time, take time during the day to meditate, to read, to improve ourselves, even to read what other people are doing who are doing the same craft or the tips they can give you or the tips to make your craft better. And you can do the same thing too, share tips with them to help them make their craft better. So also it's good to take a day out of the week to improve self. You know, of course, you're cleaning the self, you take a purge, you know, you sleep more, maybe meditate more. That's also important, or study more. That's also important to do. So I think we have to calm down the body so we could give a chance to the higher realm to communicate with us, you know, with the, I think it's important. So like that, when we start again for the next week, so we got new ideas, new strengths, new ways to make, you know, to go about our evolution in, you know, within this world.
I think that's key, Pata, because, again, we're conditioned to work, work, work. Hard work pays off. I'm not saying that it does not, but I know for sure that it will definitely wear and tear on your body and your mind. So it is very critical for us to take time to, you know, find time for ourselves. There are many successful people on this planet, and many of them play. Many of them take time for recreation. Many of them take time for meditation. And, of course, those avenues, those outlets also are inspiration. They leave the door open to be inspired, to come up with more ideas for whatever your service is. Also to listen to, again, like you said, the small voices and the God within yourself that will also help you be guided in what it is you're supposed to be doing and what it is you are currently doing. But sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle and the bustle that we miss it, you know. And, again, that could be because many people are also, you know, chasing paper, they're chasing money. So you do definitely want to utilize time to devote to your family, to yourself, and also to your craft, whatever it is you want to study it. You want to study it and see what other people are doing in that area that makes them good. Whatever your service you're providing is always going to be unique because it is provided by self. It is provided by you. And so that is one of the things that makes it extra unique. Number eight is also an extension of what you were just talking about, Fatah. It talks about who are my spirit guides helping me in this endeavor? Who can I count on? What name do you have for your spirit guides, and a day of the week that you'll be able to devote to your spiritual activities, i.e. like meditation, prayer, etc. Definitely elaborate on that. I know I have some more to say, but I just don't want to hear myself talk, you know. I definitely want to hear what you have to say as far as like the spirit guides helping you to do your service or helping you to do your business.
Well, when we're born, we also, first, at least, we have a conscious self, which is what we call you, you know, the one that have the, you know, her or his foot on the floor. We also have other you, at least one of them is inside our body right now. Now, it has a name, it communicates. That's what I think I call assistant spirit. Beside the assist, some of us has 2, 3, 5 assistant spirit. Some of them are also the spirit of our ancestors, which are also you, us. So they have names. So if we find the names that they like to be called, we can have conversation with them, make it easier. Because when I say, because they're also energies, and energy tend to qualify itself by name. That's why we use name, and we have them on different levels of life. So a lot of ancestors, like through your mom's side, your father's side, they may have work that they haven't finished to be done, but where they don't have a body now, so they tend to help you, you know, they come to you so they can help finish what they start doing. So they want to use you as a conduit. It's all good. So that's why when we call talking to the ancestors, a lot of the ancestors they are already working with us and, you know, assisting us. So if we have the name, it make it a little bit easier to communicate. As a matter of fact, your assistant spirit, for example, your name is Mecca. Your assistant spirit name is also Mecca. That's why you find yourself talking to Mecca all the time. Why? Mecca, we talk to ourselves. No, when we talking to ourselves, it is really two people. Conversation is two people. Now, yeah, it's one level that's conscious that see the road, and another level that see more than the road. It sees this road. That's why we can say, okay, for example, you can be on a road. There's a traffic jam, you know, you know. Now, the other Mecca can see higher than you. If you ask the other Mecca, which road, where should I go from here, she will let you know, like a GPS. She has the GPS up there. She can, you know, she can see. So she can say, oh, go right. If she say go right, so you just go right, and you find another road out of that jam. So it's, you know, she's also Mecca. She may have also all the names. That's why you have to meditate and ask her, which other name would you like to go by? You see what I'm saying? So because what's happened is the reason why she wants to help you, every time you're doing your life well, she's benefiting from it too. She gets good energy. Whenever you do good out here, down here, she's doing good too. Of course, she's in a different, higher dimension, not too high, higher dimension than you, she can see. But she's working with you. She's part of your entire team. Your team has at least, you know, according to what I've learned, at least 9 Mecca in it. You see, so you can, at least nine Mecca. So the more you meditate, you will be able to get in touch with all those Mecca, the living. And the thing is, every decision that we make down here, he affects them too. So they want us to be, they want us to do, make decisions that will affect them in the right way, not in the wrong way. Because if you retard yourself here, the entire team gets, you know, get late. The entire team will be late. So that's why it's important to get in touch with those, you know, those being inside of you, with you, and, you know, communicate with that. That's what meditation is really important. Sometimes it's a process for some. It may be difficult, easier for others, but it's important. It's a part of the, you know, things, tools that we have to advance. Keep that body calm. The calmer, then we can listen. We can see more. That's the idea about it. All that income to into business, because doing business, you're really fulfilling your life purpose. And as you're fulfilling your life purpose, it's also fulfilling the life purpose of the other you that are with you. You know, it's not just you down here. You're just down here, but they are with other you. And they want you to succeed so they could go higher too. So that's where it's important to bring the entire team within anything that you're doing.
I was saying that you were speaking of, like, maybe parallel universes or, you know, again, other spiritual entities that are existing within and without of yourself. Like, for example, you, we are village, we are community oriented. So, all right, by what we're telling you today, we're asking you to incorporate, you know, the high and the low. We're asking you to incorporate the maybe the youngest member of your family to the oldest member of your family. Or, you know, even in answering these are questions that you can write down for yourself, you can answer. But you can even get a best friend or somebody else to answer these questions for you, about you. You can get other people's input on you in order to incorporate your business. Not only that, but you're incorporating the seen and the unseen entities as well. Through your meditation, you're calling on the guidance and you're asking for ancestral guidance in your decision-making, you know, about your business. So I just think it's great. I think this is stuff that is long overdue. This is what indigenous people have been doing forever, because business is nothing new. Service is nothing new. We've been servicing the planet globally for years, you know, not just through slavery, where we were the foundation of civilization from the beginning. And so you'd be surprised how these tips will add to what it is that we're trying to contribute to humanity. So I'm just thankful that you took the time to, you know, condense something so large into something so small, where you can go step by step and say, hey, let me answer this question. This is my answer for this. And in turn, answering this question, it allows you to find out more information about yourself and what you can contribute. I wanted to just bring up two quick things. One day, a Moorish friend of mine was visiting from Indiana, and we were in the house, he and I and the girls, we were making organite. And all of a sudden, the doorbell rang. I wasn't expecting company, but I went downstairs, answered the door, and it was a young friend of mine. He was coming by. I've known him since I've been in this particular location for years, and he was coming by to ask for advice. So, you know, I gave him the best advice that came to my spirit at the time. And then I asked my friend, I said, well, listen, what can you contribute to this particular question? He needs assistance. He needs guidance. So he gave his portion, and the brother left. He had such a glow. When he first came, he was like, you know, you could tell something was just bothering him. It was so heavy on him. When he left, he just could not say, he couldn't say thank you enough. He's like, I didn't come with money that I can leave at this particular time, and I just want to thank you. I hope thank you is enough for right now. I appreciate the information that you guys gave me, and, you know, he just was extremely grateful. So after he left, my friend turned to me. He said, does this happen all the time? And I was like, yeah, it pretty much does. You know, somebody is guaranteed to pop up, to ring the doorbell and say, hey, listen, I need help in this. Can you help me with this? So the reason I'm telling you this particular story is because, you know, Allah, the Great Spirit, the universe, infinite intelligence, the vortex, whatever you want to use to talk about a higher self, the higher self, these entities are utilizing everything. They're utilizing people. They're utilizing commercials. They're utilizing billboards, radio. They're using music. They're using everything in order to communicate with you. Books, you open up a book, you turn to a certain page, and, you know, you read a sentence. And in that sentence, there are two words that stand out. And those two words pertain to your business. And you're like, wow, this will be a great name for my business, you know, or whatever. I'm just saying you don't underestimate the people that are coming to you, the information that is coming to you, because all of it is pertaining to you. All of it is a mirror, and it's asking you to see yourself, you know, and to see what you are bringing to the table, what you're bringing to humanity. So that's that one thing. The second thing is, I know for me at the time, I had a great job. I was working for the state at the particular time, and I got paid sufficient, very well, to do my job. It wasn't one that I really liked at all, but if it was according to the pay, then I was doing very well, especially for my age and geographically where I was located, everything. So there weren't really complaints with that, except for it wasn't fulfilling. It didn't bring me a lot of joy to do my job. One of the things that did bring me joy at the time was painting. So I would, like, take pieces of canvas, and I was inspired at the time to, like, write names, you know, names of people that were familiar, like Dr. King or El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, also known as Malcolm X, or, you know, people that were a little bit more familiar, or other people who were not necessarily as familiar, like maybe Kwame Nkrumah or Stokely Carmichael. Anyway, the names were done on pieces of canvas, and at the time I lived in the city in a very busy location, and it was high traffic. So I would paint these banners, and every day the spirit would tell me to hang out a different name, on the house. So I would hang out a different banner, different name every day. And one day, just one day, I didn't hang it out. And somebody rang the doorbell in the morning. Somebody came in the afternoon, and somebody came in the evening. They were like, listen, I noticed there's normally a name out here. And that inspired me to, like, look the person up or to find out more information. It inspired me in some way. You know, are you going to do that every day? Or why didn't you do it today? And I just thought it was really funny, because you never know, you know, you never know the way in which, when you listen to your spirit, how you're going to help not only yourself grow, but how you help somebody else grow as well. Not to mention, when I did open up my business, it was like the spirit was preparing me for the business that I had for myself. I'm talking about, I opened up my own brick and mortar location where people could come in. When I opened up this location, the spirit told me to take those banners that I had created for that particular month, take them and hang them around the ceiling of the room. So every room you walked in, actually all four corners of the very top of the ceiling were covered with the names of ancestors. And that was one of the things that people would come in and they would notice. They'd say, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this before, or that really inspired me. But it inspired me, too, because I felt like their presence was there. Every person that was on a banner, their presence, their spirit, their energy was here, because it was like you were calling them back into existence. Whether they were known or unknown, it might have caused another person to look them up or to bring that energy there. And I think that was also something that made my business successful. So I'm just sharing those things because you'd be surprised how little the little things we do are preparing us for greater calling, and also just supporting us in what we're presently doing, you know. So this goes along again with spirit guides and, you know, the names of those people who are helping you day to day, week to week, do what it is that you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What about the day of the week that you'll devote to your spiritual activities or your meditation, et cetera? Do you find that there's a particular day, like is there, you can share with us, I suppose, maybe the day that you utilize to meditate? I find Sunday good. Like Sunday is always good for me to be able to get myself in a state of mind where I devote to just planning.
No, basically what I've been trying to do, sometimes I just, right now, you know, I think I know the day, but I haven't used it yet, you know, to the full. I want to do Friday, and just the reason is because, you know, one of my teacher, I mean, the teacher, Juwali, you know, he suggests really is the day that, you know, man was, how you say that? Man was departed in, you know, out of flesh, something like that, right? Yes, Friday. So it's really the, you know, as a Moorish American, you know, Friday, you know, I think it's a good day. Now, of course, I try to do, even try to remember to meditate, even though I do work, you know. Yesterday I was physically, you know, doing work, even though to try to meditate on those thoughts, you know, at least spiritually try to get contact, even on Friday, you know, mostly on that Friday. You can take it out to, since you asked me, I'm just, you know, sharing that with you. But right now, really, like, today I haven't done as much as I did yesterday. So that may be today, and tomorrow I can recap. Right now, I haven't really set up a good day. But I think it's important, not only important for two reasons, for the physical rejuvenation of the body. You see, so it's good to, you know, take a day for that body to rest completely. And you'll be surprised. Sometimes even you not sleeping, if you're resting, you can be between world without you knowing. You can go back and forth within different, you know, different realms. And you can get great inspiration as you, in, you know, you sleeping. Or you can just sit on the couch. You know what I'm saying? And you go be sleeping on the couch and sleeping. Or if you don't have, you know, I'm suggesting here, if you don't have to do it the entire day, but you can do it at least for 6 hours, for 8 hours, or work less. If you used to work 8 hours for that day, you work 4 hours on that day. Because whatever, if you have to, would have to get paid for 4 hours, whatever you don't get paid, you will make them back in thought and how to improve your life further. You will get it back. It's an investment, you know, for your body and for the mind too, you know, for the entire being, you know, to communicate with your different self within the body. Yeah. I mean, that's how I do it so far. Right now, you know, based upon I personally, you know, sometimes I work 7 days. I know it's not good. You know what I'm saying? That's going against what is written here. But, you know, it's good to take a day. Like my son, he took a day. He said, I'm not doing anything today. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to force it. He's not doing anything today. He's just relaxing. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? He's not doing anything. I always want to do something. I want to, but sometimes, you know, it's good. But I think as we're doing search, you know, we may be, you know, that will help. I think it's important. I think it's good. And to forget about anything else and concentrate on our, you know, on our relationship with our higher self. What you think, Mika?
I mean, I agree. Also, there was something else that you were talking about. Number one, Juwali talking about departing from the flesh. Juwali, as well as Harriet Tubman, Madam C.J. Walker, you know, common people who maybe not so common people they always talked about, and I know you were just speaking of, you know, different realms, but one thing that we forget about, too, is dreams. Patai, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, all right, I thought I might have lost you. Dreams, actually, we get information from dreams. I know all the three people that I named, Harriet Tubman, Madam C.J. Walker, and also Noble Drew Ali, they spoke about being able to get information through the dream realm. So ancestors are communicating with us. Again, the ancestors are extensions of self, and the dream realm is a time when we are relaxed. We forget that. Like, you're asleep, you're resting, your mind is able to, you know, travel, be able to travel somewhere else in a restful, in a peaceful, non, you know, tense fashion. So you're able to get information. You're able to get ideas at that particular time. So let's not underestimate relaxation or what somebody else may say, oh, that's just being lazy, you know, taking a day to yourself. Well, for a person who's constantly moving, that may work for you, and that's fine. You know, it's non-judgmental. But understand that at any time you are able, you know, to be a conduit for information, to receive it and also to transmit it. So I just want to kind of be mindful of that.
Yeah, no, that's very important. Absolutely. You're absolutely right on that one. Yeah, pretty, very important.
Also with the name, we didn't really touch bases on it. I mean, don't let a name stop you from doing your service. You know, you don't have a name, so you're like, oh, I'll just wait. No, you can continue to do your service. The name will come to you, but the power that comes in the name. Even masters that have walked this earth, that many of them have changed their name. So there is a vibration that comes with a name. Also, even slave masters knew that one of the big advantages they had was naming something. You know, and Roots would see, you know, them, you know, trying to convert him from, you know, Kuta Kinte to Toby. And it was just a heartbreaking process, but that was significant because they knew that whoever names it, you know, or defines it, controls it. And that's really just a big thing, you know. So being wise about even the name that you choose for your business, you know, let it be something significant. There's a brother on Facebook, and he created a page. And the name of the page is really unique. And I said, well, listen, how did you come up with your name? And he said, well, what I did was I incorporated my grandfather's name, you know, my grandfather's name with other ancestors who passed away, because I knew that if I named my page after them, they would be present and they would also help in the information, the wisdom that is disseminated on the stage. And truly, it is one that gravitates to you, and you like it, and you can't help but notice it. And I'm certain that has plenty to do with it. But that might be just a little tangent-y, but it's just to kind of camel back on some of the stuff that we discussed already.
Yes, definitely. No, it's good what you say. I mean, you mentioned it, because it's best if it comes out of you, you know. I mean, of course, it can come out of you and you can see it on the paper, you know. But it mm-hmm. is best if it comes out through your thing. And that's a good thing that he did, you know.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's 9 steps that of the tools in order to create your business today was to write down your first, your second, your third, et cetera. Write down your projected times and your dates. Write down ideas that come to you as far as what you need to do next. You know, don't be afraid to write those things down. You know, this is a part of the organization and, again, the preparation, excuse me. Like, for example, number 9 your first step might be to get some business cards. Or your first step might be to get a website. And I remember Sister Kadira saying that it was, I think it was GoDaddy?
Yes, she was saying GoDaddy, yes.
Mm-hmm. where you could buy your domain name or whatever. It might be like 99 cent or whatever, but your first step might be business cards. Your second step might be a website. You know, it doesn't have to be something large, but all of these steps are moving you in the direction of you being able to offer your service to others, period. So you write those down. You can write down projected times and dates and in order to have these particular goals done. If you work that way, that's a great idea. If not, then give yourself that leeway, but also a little bit of structure so that way you can manifest this in the physical. You know, by writing it down, this is a form of spelling. This is a form of bringing the seen, in, I mean the unseen, into the scene. You're manifesting a thought into a physical thing, you know. So definitely it's a good idea for those people who are logical or non-logical, technical or non-technical, to write it down.
Yes. Also writing down, that, like you said, to manifest it. That's where we on the plane that deal with practicality, you know what I'm saying? Earth can deal with practicality. So as we doing such, for example, and one of the things, that's why it's good to follow the step that's come through, you know, that you can look at it so you say, okay, I'm going to take step one to step two. So you don't have let anything stopping you. Let's say, for example, your goal is to, I'm just saying, just so you see, I want to open a store, for example. Okay, I know how to do this, but I want to open a store. Now, to open a store, it might take you 5 to 10 grand. You may not have that now. Now, but you have, when you go to your step, how to get 5 to 10 grand in 6 months, a year, you know, what is the step from there to, you know, over there? Because everything, you can connect everything. So maybe the first step is not to stop your project because you want 10,000 something, 10,000, you know, notes to start a store. Maybe you don't have to start that. You can start from step one. I'm going to take some, I'm going to do some cake. I'm going to sell them to Mecca. And then I'm going to do some cake. I'm going to sell them to 10 people. Then from there, I will save $10, you know, sell them to 10 other people. From there, I say, it might take you some time. You see what I'm saying? He may not be. Sometimes the reason so is for some people, it may not be the best thing for them to just open a store right on the get-go. You know, remember, as you're doing this, your character has to pass certain tests too. So your character has to pass certain tests too. Certain traits of your character need to be developed when you get to that point, so you don't have to go back from it. So you don't have to open the store and have to close after a year or 2 years. So you want to make sure you build a good foundation. So the steps are really foundation that you're putting together. So when you get there, you really master where you are. You know, you really master the point, or your point of evolution, you know, in terms of that, you know, your entrepreneurship or your business. So that's important to write the step. So don't be afraid if you think, oh, I need 20,000 something to start. No, you don't need any 20 something. My point, you can start where you are. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it may be to start, and you go to Mecca, have a project, why don't you join? You know, and maybe Mecca has 10,000, I don't have it, maybe she does. But if she see my plan, she can like it, she can help me with it, and she can maybe put some, you know, put 5,000 in it. I'm just, you know, saying it like that. Or she may know somebody who may be interested in investing in it, you know, and we can start it together. You see what I'm saying? But it's good to have something to stand on. The same way you don't go to a music producer and say, okay, I want a deal. No, you have to produce, to go to the studio first. You have to produce some samples, and then from there they will take on with you, you know? You know, something like that.
Like, for example, you'd be surprised that even sometimes how helping somebody else with their business will create business for you. Like, for example, when I had the actual brick-and-mortar location where you could come in to the store and purchase things or get information, either a minimum of 1 to 4 times a month, I'd offer, like, the front of my store, inside the store, the back of the store, or outside of the front of the business to another business or to another person who was doing business. So that way, if somebody was coming into my business, they're more familiar with my business maybe, but they're now being introduced into to another person who has their own business or their own service. In other words, you're utilizing each other, one hand washing the other. You know, say, for example, and this was the same exact concept, I have a girlfriend who bakes, and she does pastries and stuff out of Atlanta. She would go to clubs. This was another aspect of her, you know, creating another. She baked during the day, so she would sell things during the day. But at nighttime, what she would do is go to maybe clubs that she was familiar with and ask them, hey, she'd bring her pastries. She'd even, you know, like, have, like, cupcakes or something, like, you know, sweet tarts or something that had alcohol in them or some non-alcoholic. But either way, the purpose was to, now this particular business, is they're catering in, you know, inviting a certain clientele, but they don't have time to cook. They're not servicing food. But this was a small little treat that they could sell while they were there that kind of went along with their business, their service that they were offering. You can find an out-of-box way of thinking, an out-of-box way of presenting your service and working with somebody else. Therefore, both of you are benefiting. Both of you are increasing your clientele. More people are becoming aware about what your service is that you're offering, and also more familiar with your service. And you're also creating a partnership, a relationship with somebody else who is doing the same thing, so you can be a support to each other. So this is just another way of thinking and of working together.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Definitely, that's good. And too, again, the teaming up, it's the best thing. You cannot do it on your own. You cannot be on your own anyway. So the teaming up, the sharing, the different way, and yeah, definitely, it's those are important.
Another thing that we didn't discuss, but we discussed on off the record. We didn't discuss it on air. But this just the importance of giving back, just the importance of giving back, you know, because a lot of successful people know that they are abundant and they are receiving abundance because they are giving it. They're thinking with an abundant mindset. They're not thinking with a poverty mindset. And so when you know that you have, you are able to give. If you feel like you don't have it, then, of course, you feel like you can't give it. So just the whole concept of when it is actually in your hand, whether it is a little or a lot, you can give back. I know you mentioned 10% to give to other people, 10% to give to other people, 5 to 10% to give to your mother or your father or both, 10 to 20% to give to your business expenses, and 10 to 15% to save. And then the rest is for you. You know, that's not asking for a lot. And if you break it down in those numbers, you realize just how abundant you are and how it opens the door for your business, your service to grow. So I'm not certain if you want to expound on that, but the whole giving back to other people and giving back to yourself and those who are supporting you, how it benefits your service.
Yes, so that's one is very important, and again, it's not to be. I mean, again, it's not to be done because you want your business to improve. It's to be done because it's a duty of life to do it. You see what I say? Yeah. Once you not do it because you can, you know, take it, you know, take this out, or you did this. No. It's a duty of life to, if you have something, you see somebody else who have less or who don't have, you support it, even if it's 10 cents, or even if it's a mango, or a plantain, or a avocado. It's a duty of life to do it. Now, that doesn't make anyone be better, superior by doing such. It's a duty, so everybody should be doing it. Now, including his business, one of it's good to do, like, because the business become a being too. So you want that being to give out of what it does, you know, and I mean through you, of course, but you want to that culture to goes out, like 10% to society, because we have to improve, you know, even though it's small, you know, at least let the universe see, you know what, I want to improve you through by improving the one who have less, and mostly people that you don't know. Of course, people you know too, but mostly people you don't know. So that's a suggestion. Now, I think this is very important. It's very powerful to do. You know, I had experienced it myself. I think it's important to do. And what that does, again, energies inside of you, those abilities, they want to improve life. So you work with them by improving life. So there, you know, money is a way to do it. You can have a chair you give to somebody, a shoes, you know, a pant, a car, you know, a suit, anything. Now, mom and dad, I found those the most important. They bring you to this world. A lot of people, according to what I learned, there's a lot of souls that are waiting online, and the line is pretty long to get here. You see what I'm saying? They want to come down here. So your mom gave you the chance to take you through that bridge. You're supposed to be grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? You're mainly your mom, you know, she carrying you for 9 months in that body. You have to be grateful for that. So you can never pay her back. It's really a way to tell her thank you, to show her your appreciation. You can never pay her back because there is no price for what she did for you. Take your soul and, you know, take it, you know, use her body to, you know, to mold your physical flesh and to bring, you know, to drop you down here. There is, of course, she's happy doing it too, but you should be even more happy here because you have to remember you were on that line. Long line, everybody, you know, sometimes people may be fighting depending on the level you have, maybe fighting on that line, you know, like people, you know, fighting for bread. So she gets you out, you're supposed to appreciate that, and it's good to appreciate that. So that's why, you know, this is one of the ways. And every time she said thank you to you, that put a lot of, like people say, blessing. That bring a lot of more energy, unseen energy, into your body and into whatever activities that you're doing, your mom and your dad. It should never be too less. Even if your dad is a bazillionaire and you have $10, I would suggest to do it regardless. Even if Oprah Winfrey was your mom and you making $10, you should give her $1 of your $10. Let her tell you he is no. You know, no. I'll give, you know, but give her what you think, you know, a mom should be, you know, grateful. That's my suggestion here, you know what I'm saying?
That is so funny because we know Oprah probably does not meet. Oprah probably has everything. You know what I'm saying? She could have pretty much what she wants at this point. So, you know, I doubt as much as she would be asking, but if that was your mother, just to share a piece, you know, let her tell you no or no, it's not necessary. But I love that, Patana. It really made me laugh. And it's true, you know. It's true. This is just a side note. It makes me think of Tombi, my oldest daughter. She's 11 now, but I think she was like about 9 or so, and she was telling me about a vision she had where it was before you actually took on a body, before you actually got in a body. She said there was a person there who was helping you to, you know, pick your parents and pick your story, which you wanted. You know, the person that was helping you to kind of negotiate, your life's purpose, your contract here. And it was a guy, you know, and she said he wasn't very, he didn't smile much. And I said, well, why? You know, shouldn't he be happy? She said, well, he was the only one working, you know. Like, he was the only one. It was only one of him, and he was helping everybody, you know, 365 days out of the year. So, of course, why? You know, at this particular time, he was kind of overworked, so he didn't smile much. But that made me laugh because, of course, this was her experience, her interpretation of it. But,
yeah, I mean, she's right, she's right. I mean, the plane of soul really is the, you know, it's a little higher than here, but it's really the same thing as this. As a matter of fact, a lot of time in your dream or in your vision, you go there. You may not even be able to make the distinction between this one. You may not, you know, you because you think, you know, it was a dream. But it's really basically the same thing, you know, and it's not that far away. And that's a lot of time you go there. You know, it's basically kind of the same thing, and people fighting there too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People get mad too. You're fighting there too. So it's not, you know, it's not that much, you know, of a difference. So, but people want to come here because down here, the reason why down here is important is really where you can transmute your karma. It's a little more difficult, but it's a better school because you can transmute your karma and go higher, faster. That's why a lot of, even a lot of great beings, they come here. A lot of great beings, when they want to go higher and further, they come down here. This is a big classroom. You have everything that you need in it. You know what I'm saying? So once we comprehend it, we have to give it our best. You know, it's very difficult, of course, you know, easier said than done. But that's the, you know, the one of the best classroom that is within this universe. That's why he's been there, and he will be there according to what Masters has teach us. He will be there forever, basically, because it's a classroom. Now, of course, it needs to be balanced, you know, bringing some more light in here. But once it's balanced, it will be there. A little easier, but it will be there. So it's important when the soul come down here, it's really important to say thank you to whoever hell has helped you to be down here, you know what I'm saying?
That's deep. I mean, that's another show in itself, and I can't wait to touch bases on that one. I'm glad that we had this conversation. I'm glad that we were able to share our portion on business and entrepreneurship. And, again, I hope that this show is helpful to many. If it's helpful to one, definitely that is a beautiful thing. But if it can help many, that would also be very, very beautiful. So I'm not sure where we really are on time right now, Pata, but
Yeah,
we are.
It's like 4:24 Eastern. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
So you wanna? Yeah, we're good. I mean, we're talking. I mean, basically, I mean, to resume, you know, I would suggest there's no reason for anybody. There's always work for everybody, you know, because if you have the breath of life come with abilities, you know, is that's just here in your body, but it also bring more abilities in your body. You can use those abilities as service to others, and that's really what business is about. Of course, now we as we're saying this, we need to explain to our friends or sisters and our brothers that not everybody have their abilities developed come in their body with the same volume. Some people can cash in, you know, with their abilities. One can make $10. Another one can make 1,000 because of ways that he has been working on his character. And also some people may have more the ability to cash into their talent, their abilities. They may have more. They may attract more money, but it doesn't matter. What I mean, if Mecca has $1 million, that doesn't make me less. I can just attract $10. That doesn't make it less than Mecca. I have to honor her that she has that ability on her body to attract $1,000. You know, but of course she needs to know to help others with that million. But me, I'm going to keep doing what I have to do because that's my ability now. As I'm developing my abilities, he will help me to have a better life. Some of us have decided to come to suffer, even to, you know, to have less money for whatever reason, so we could have better in situations to develop our characters through that. Some of us had already passed that stage, so we cannot envy or be jealous or whoever did seem to doing better than us. We have to accept our position, our situation now, and be joyful with it, because there's a lot of, it's a little complex, there's a lot of more that's come, you know, within even abilities, even less abilities. There's a lot of much more that one can cash on, you know, wisdom, strength, and more compassion, you know. So it doesn't matter how much money one can be making in their activities, in their business. It's just to do it. It's important to do it and to take responsibility for self and for others around you. That's very important. You know, we don't have to go and steal somebody and do any crime. It's not important. You do any, one does some crime, it's not improving your life. It's diminishing. You know, you should, life is about improving somebody else's life. As you do so, you're improving your life. That's the way it is. The reason why we say somebody else's life, if that somebody else is really you, is a mirror of you, and is really you. When you do good to anyone else, you're doing it to you. Your ability improves. And if you can only attract $10 now, tomorrow you'll be able to attract $20. Sometimes it may not even come in form of $10. It may come in form of more wisdom. It may come in form of more peace within yourself. You know, there is no price for peace. You know, it's life will give you what you deserve as you giving others what you see they deserve in front of you. And each one is really the representative of the Creator, which is Allah. Every beast, every watch, everybody else, every dog, every cat is really Allah working around you. So that's how I see it, Queen Mecca.
I wanted to also take this opportunity, Patah, just to say thank you. I know you're not really expecting this, and you don't really do things to have to receive some type of accolades or pat on the back. But I want to take this opportunity to say thank you because you really are on this Moore's journey. You know, it's not just about what you know. It's about what you share, what you apply, what you do, and what you are being. And I know for sure when I was going through a financial challenge.
No.
Like the first person to become so proactive and so creative. I mean, it wasn't something that I really shared with anybody or a lot of people, but in our conversation it came up, and immediately you came up with a solution or a suggestion. You could also see that sometimes when people are in financial challenges, they may not necessarily be thinking the best because, again, it becomes this thing about survival. You know, how will I pay the bills? I have children. I have bills. How am I going to make it? So you really want something that was applicable. And I know even in your entrepreneurship, when you're working for you, you created an opportunity for me to work for you and to still, you know, be able to make ends meet. So it is also about, you know, your contribution, who you can help, because you're being a service to obviously your clientele, but you're also being a service to your community, to somebody else, to help them. And I know in me being able to do that, you being able to offer that to me, me being able to do that, that provided a little calm for me. So that way I could see things from a different perspective. So I really want to say thank you to you because a lot of times people will tell you things that they haven't tried themselves. you know, but this is something that you actively do. You are practicing what you're preaching. This is a part of mastery, and the application, I just want to say thank you for that as well while we are on this show and this topic, because you definitely have the authority to speak. So thank you. We all say thank you, too. Kitan be Sabiha.
You make it nice, good for me. But anyway.
Yes. So I know this has been pretty interesting for me, and I hope if there are any callers on the line, or I know we didn't kind of put this.
Yeah, we didn't put it on. I think we should have.
So I've been anticipating,
but
you know, a lot of calls.
If anybody wants to get in touch with us, they can PTAH, the email, Pataloo, PTAHLOU999@yahoo.com. And, Mika, you have the other email?
Yeah, mine is aturbanandstilettos@gmail.com. And that's just like each word is said and spelled one word together, aturbanandstilettos@gmail.com.
Can you spell it?
Sure, absolutely. aturbanandstilettos@gmail.com. aturbanandstilettos@gmail.com. So, I was just going to say that I know that you all are listening, and I want to say thank you so much to everybody who listens, everybody who calls in, everybody who is a part of the show. Again, thank you to Dr. Eileen and Princess Kadira, First World Order Radio. Thank you again for the platform. And that's just majorly it. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. So we salute. So you ready to get off? Should we get off now?
That's all right with me. Until next time, I know we'll be here the same time.
Yeah, we are already consumed. Mm-hmm.
Yes, every Saturday.
So every Saturday, 3 o'clock, we'll be here live. Sister Chief Mecca, Princess Kadira, Dr. Alimbe, they're not here now. They are taking care of other, you know, service to humanity. But they will be here whenever it's necessary, and they will be here Saturday. So we are happy to talk to you. We are happy to share with you and call us, you know, give us feedback. Tell her your thought. We are here to improve ourselves and our community. It's a duty. It's a must. And we can do it, you know, and we have the entire universe. We do it upon, you know, under the umbrella of the truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And that's really all it's about, you know. For some, it can be a little challenging, but life was not designed to be easy, so we can do it, and together we'll make some pleasure, you know, as we walk in the world together. So on that, I'm saying peace, Sister Mika.
Same thing. Until we meet again, just Islam, peace.
Yes. Okay. Until next time, peace, Islam.